This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah waliyya salihin. Wa ashadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Khatam al-anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Allahumma salli wa sallam ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi wa man da'a bi da'watihi wa stanna bi sunnati ila yawmiddin. وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل والسمع والطاعة ويقول الحق سبحانه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. All praises are due to Allah, Lord of the worlds. And I bear witness that Allah is the friend and protector of the righteous. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah is his servant, his last messenger. And may Allah always constantly send peace and blessings to Muhammad, to his family, his companions, and all those who call to his way and establish his sunnah to the day of judgment. As to what follows, I begin by reminding myself again and always of the critical importance of taqwa, the consciousness of Allah, our relationship with the Creator, which is the essence of victory in this world. It is the essence of the fast in this month, that Allah increases our taqwa through the fast. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed in his glorious book, in a way that was an amazing revelation in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, and will continue to the day of judgment, Allah informed them and us that the month of Ramadan is the time in which the Quran was revealed. Hudan linnas, it is guidance for people. Wa bayyinat, clear evidence. From the guidance, from that which separates the truth from the falsehood. And so this blessed month of Ramadan is guidance, and huda also means the right path. It is the right direction, trajectory, the sirat al-mustaqim, that Ramadan shows people through its clear evidences how to stay on the straight path, how to avoid the pitfalls that are being constantly put in front of us in the chaotic world that we are living in. And when scientists and people who study humanity took an assessment of 2020 and going into 2021, they realized that we are in one of the most dangerous situations as a species that we have ever been in before since the time of Noah, alayhi salam. The environment now is screaming at us. We made certain pledges as nations. Every one of them has failed. And so what we are seeing is that the ills that come forth, the challenges that come forth in our life will not just be local challenges, but they will be international challenges. It will go to the stage of apocalyptic challenges, because this is the reality as we go toward the Day of Judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with guidance in a world filled with darkness, in a world whose international culture is based on desires. And we see that internationally, the people who are controlling much of the wealth of the world are a small group, and others want to become part of that group. They want to play the lottery so they can become a millionaire or a billionaire. They want to rob and steal in order to reach this position. And so desires opened up on humanity and causing the rich to become richer and the poor to become poorer. Illegal drugs, drugs that for generations were never used before for entertainment, never used before to help somebody get away from their problems, have now become the order of the day. And legality, countries legalizing drugs that they never allowed their people to take before. And it continues on. It is a drug-type culture where people, if they feel that they're in difficulty, they turn to the bottle. If they feel that they want an idea, they turn to the drugs. And so a drug-based culture where people become slaves of the drug dealers. And so the pharmaceutical companies will become some of the richest people on earth as people become dependent upon the drugs that they are synthesizing and putting out. Modesty. We are in a world where if we look at our generations, even 30, 40 years ago, never mind 100 years, you will see that modesty was a normal thing. Yes, fornication and adultery existed, especially in corrupt societies that were about to be destroyed. But still, a level of modesty being maintained. To take off your clothes publicly, to be immodest, to be rude and arrogant, is being pushed as the order of the day. It is being pushed out to the younger generation as being liberated. Liberated from morality, liberated from submission to the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. And so this dilemma that people find themselves in and Muslims find themselves in is now eased by the entrance of the month of Ramadan. Because in this time, Allah Azza wa Jal enables over 1 billion people to resist their desires. Remember, desire-based culture, Ramadan comes in and destroys the path of control for the desires over human beings. And the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, in speaking about Ramadan, reveals to us knowledge of the unseen. And the Prophet ﷺ has showed us that when Ramadan comes, the gates of paradise are open, the gates of hellfire are closed. And the caller says, those seeker of goodness, come forward, and the seeker of evil, desist, fall back, lock down. And so this is a victory over the desires. And when it speaks about the evil ones, the Prophet ﷺ also informed us, Sufidat al-Shayateen, that the evil jinn are locked down in Ramadan. They cannot influence people in this world. But even though those voices that we hear are gone, even though the promptings we are getting from the shayateen are not able to touch us, there is not only shayateen al-jinn, but there is also shayateen al-ints. And this is the devils of humanity. And so the devils of humanity are not locked down in the month of Ramadan. And so that is a challenge that we see. But now, with bayinat, with the clear sight of fasting, when we sit back and think about what is going on around us, then we can recognize why people are doing some of the things that they do. Cultures that are based upon immorality, cultures that are based upon the eating of the flesh of swine, cultures that are based upon interest and usury, and based upon racism and hatred, they have a problem with Ramadan. And they have a problem with Muslims themselves, because we represent the alternatives. Why would the Chinese, why would they lock up over 1 million Uyghur Muslims. Why would they put them in concentration camps? And when they are asked about this, they say it's re-education. Re-education from what? And they even came out of their mouth that they considered Islam to be a disease. Why is it as the disease? Because it kills desire. It stops people from eating pork, which is their main cuisine. It stops people from having an idol of materialism, to live for production, to live for materialisms. It breaks down the godless culture, thinking that life is only in this world. And so it comes clearer and clearer what is happening to our brothers and sisters in East Turkestan. Clearer and clearer, and we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would ease up for them and would send them help from where they know not. Why, in a country as famous as France, would they be debating and wanting to push amendments now to ban the wearing of headscarves for children up to the age of 18? Why would they do that? Why would they debate something? What is a piece of cloth? What is modesty in a young girl's life? What is the point of the debate? Where is freedom involved in this? When people are dressed in all types of strange, bizarre fashions and tattooing and putting rings everywhere on their body. Why is it strange for somebody to want modesty? Why would a country like this make the age of consent for sexual relation to be 15 years old? 15 years old, but yet push 18 years old, they cannot wear the hijab. Ramadan makes it come clearer and clearer to us. And it is a great blessing. Because this imsak that we are involved in is a beautiful exercise which goes right to the essence of the problems of the individual on a physical level, and that is through the stomach area, through the desires. And the stomach area, when it is filled with gluttony, when the desire for food and drink and sexuality overcome the individual, then this is followed by hubba dunya, the love of the life of this world. Hubba riyasa, the love of power. And so those who would push the love of this world to control people through desires, it goes into pride. It leads us into arrogance and pride. And the Prophet ﷺ has shown us that it is the worst vessel that any human being can fill is the stomach. Just take a small amount of food and then benefit from that. And so the fasting in month of Ramadan makes it natural for us to avoid the food and drink. And then when we raise to the higher level, our eyes can become fasting. Our eyes would avoid the haram things. Our ears would fast as well. It will become natural, inshallah, as we go through the month, especially when we reach, inshallah, the second third of the month and the end of the month. It becomes habitual for us to avoid these things. Therefore, by doing this, it is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is light in the darkness of desire world, desire-filled world. It is the light that is coming through the blessing of Shahr Ramadan, guidance to humanity, bayinat, clear evidence, and unseen blessings on an individual level. It lightens us up. Our bodies are lightened up. Toxins are thrown off from our body that we are taking in. things that we don't even realize we are putting in our mouths. We don't take it for the long period of time. And it is like a purge. It is a cleansing that is going on. It lightens our financial burden because we're not spending that much money on eating food or going out to places. It lightens us up. It lightens us spiritually because the shayateen are locked down. And so it's full of blessings in this month that we need to take advantage of in whatever possible way we can. And if we are sick, if we are traveling, we don't have to fast. We can make it up because fasting is not a torture, but we can still cut down the desires. Even if we are not fasting, use it as a chance to cut down desires because this is one of the crucial struggles that humanity is facing today. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is equipping us to be the leaders of liberation from desires. And so we see the kings and queens of desire in France and in China and in other secular countries wanting to destroy Islamic lifestyle. This is a death blow that comes in Ramadan. It is not weapons of mass destruction. It is not terrorism. But it is just standing back and refusing to be involved in corruption, which is destroying our life. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to continue through this blessed month of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our prayers, to accept our fasting, to protect our children, to raise up our leadership. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purge the filth from the earth and to save humanity and all living things from the actions of the evil one and his forces. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب استغفروا إنه هو غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد وأصلي وأسلم على سيد الأولين والآخرين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد فيا عباد الله اتقوا الله حيث ما كنتم ويقول الحق سبحانه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وارض الله عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر عمر عثمان وعلي وعنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريدا إلا شفيته ولا ميتا إلا رحمته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا تقبل منا قيامنا وصيامنا وأعمالنا كلها في شهر رمضان سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.